Mike Kliss is our 9 News Broncos insider. He's presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Good morning, Michael.
What's going on, guys?
Well, you know, we're chopping it up, Michael. It's all good. And, you know, we were just talking about Drew Lock and some of the things that we saw at the practice yesterday. What'd you learn from Vic Fangio talking about Drew Lock and the day the quarterbacks had yesterday?
Yes. First of all, you know, I guess Drew Lock deserves, it's really an explanation in part that he has blister on his passing fingers. I imagine that would affect him somewhat. You know, when a pitcher has a blister on his finger, they pull him out of the game. Drew, you know, kept on practicing through it. There were some throws where it didn't look like it affected him that much. Those middle patterns that he does so well, he made some good throws there. But overall, you know, I'm not sure about Drew Lock. He has not progressed the way you would hope. He's still making some of the same mistakes. It does look to me like he's pressing just a little bit. I think this might be the first time he's really been in a competition, and maybe he feels it. And he just seems like he's a tick slow releasing the ball. And it's kind of hard to tell if that's because there's no pass rush. You know, even on 11-11 yesterday, the pass rush held up. But he just seems a little out of rhythm. And frankly, I haven't seen him look this out of whack the last two practices and OTAs that we're able to see. I haven't seen him this out of whack in quite some time.
So we all talk about this competition. How quickly could this competition be over?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll play out still. I think training camp, I think Drew will still start game one of the preseason at Minnesota. That week, I think, will be a big week in the competition, by the way, because you have the two joint practices on Wednesday and Thursday, and then you have the game on Saturday. It could be decided. I would think it could be decided by that after that Minnesota week. But I think that would be the soonest. They'll let this play out at least through then.
You know, I'm sitting there watching just the movement skills and the explosiveness of the running back Williams, the second round pick that they moved up for. And I'm thinking, you know, Melvin Gordon not showing up here and you're giving away those valuable reps. Like, I wouldn't be surprised, Mike, and I don't know the ramifications of the salary cap, and I'm not going to look it up, but I wouldn't be surprised if Melvin Gordon's days are numbered as a starter here.
Yeah, it's, the running back position is a young leg position, and it has been for a bunch of years. That's why our running backs often there for a while, they weren't getting paid. A couple of them, McCaffrey got paid last year, and look what happened. You can always find a running back that can get you 1,000 yards in the draft. And, you know, second, third, fourth round, Kamara, third round pick. I mean, every now and then, every year it seems like there's a real good third round back. Williams was in the second round. The Broncos really liked him. They moved up in the second round to get him. And, yeah, I think Melvin Gordon will start the season as the starter. But, yeah, I would say by midseason, if it works out for Williams, Melvin Gordon better not get off to a slow start like he did last year.
Two-part question. Finish up.
Because if he does, then I agree. I think Williams will be in position.
Busy with our 9 News Bronco insider, Mike Kliss. Two-part question. Does Juwan James' grievance against the Broncos have any chance of winning? And were you surprised that it was the Ravens that took a flyer on James?
Yeah, I was definitely surprised by the second one. I don't understand why you would make that move now for a guy who's basically not going to play in 3 years. And that is definitely a flyer. And it, to me, I'm almost suspicious that it maybe is connected to his grievance somehow that would help him with the grievance. It's not a slam dunk because the contract language says you are covered if you're at the facility. there is no language that there's no language at all about what happens when you're hurt outside of the facility. It is a little bit open for interpretation. The NFL came out with its memo saying they're not covered. It's a bit of a leap that the NFL made there. And the Juwan James side is saying, if you're doing football and you're following a program that you talked over with the team, then you're not working out on your own. So it'll be interesting. I think this might wind up in a settlement.
Are you saying, did you kind of hint there that the Ravens are somehow helping out James with his grievance?
You know, I don't know. It's bizarre to me that the grievance and the signing happened simultaneously. And so it just seems like the agents were really working to find him a team to show that he's not done. You know, he's not retiring and still interested in playing. And therefore, I think that would help him with the $5 million he had on injury guaranteed for next year with the Broncos. So he had the $10 million guaranteed this year, and he had a $5 million injury guarantee, which if he can't pass the physical March of 2022, then he's entitled to that $5 million guaranteed. So have to see how that plays out.
Yeah, the way the contract was structured too, which is interesting, it's a $500,000, you know, to rehab this year, and next year,
yeah,
it's like an $8 million deal. So really, really kind of a strange happening. Yeah. I think you're right to put on the tinfoil hat and wonder what's going on there. Hey, man, we really appreciate you, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Mike Liss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Coming up, how did that Nuggets game get away from them last night? And what makes the Suns more dangerous than Portland? That's next.